From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting U.S. voters go to the polls today to elect a new president. Democrat Hillary Clinton cast a ballot for herself at a polling place near her suburban New York home. Republican Donald Trump voted in New York City. The winner of the election will become the country's 45th president, replacing Barack Obama. VOA's Jim Malone reports.
No matter who wins, the next president faces enormous challenges in trying to unify the country, says historian Alan Lichtman.
Assuming it's Donald Trump, he's got to way tamp down his rhetoric.
But Lichtman says a Clinton victory would also be a test of her political skills.
She is going to have to come up with policies and programs that could at least attract a segment of the Republican opposition.
Democrats have shown some strengths in several states with early voting, but Trump supporters insist their passion will lead to a big turnout on Tuesday. Jim Malone, Washington.
Many Americans voted despite misgivings about both major candidates.
I normally get up that early, not always to come out and vote, but this year especially that was something that I wanted to do.
I unfortunately know a lot of people that aren't going to vote. I don't agree with that.
I think it's our responsibility as citizens to vote. I can't say I'm super excited about the candidates, but I have an obligation to vote.
You can find more on the U.S. election and live coverage of the returns at voanews.com. Five men were arrested Tuesday in Germany, accused of recruiting fighters for the Islamic State terrorist group. Authorities say the suspects were taken into custody following a series of raids in the Lower Saxony and North Rhine-Westphalia states. The men face charges of setting up a jihadist network that tried to recruit Muslims to go to Syria. This is VOA News. The United States has set up a panel at the World Trade Organization to settle a dispute with China over Chinese tariffs. The tariffs are on exports of 11 key raw materials, including copper, graphite, lead, and tin. The U.S. says Chinese duties and quotas on such U.S. exports are unfair and discriminatory and make American products too expensive on the world market. The U.S. and China failed to resolve the dispute during a series of meetings in July. A Russian news report says Russia's aircraft carrier and a number of other warships are preparing to strike the northern Syrian city of Aleppo. The Interfax news agency said Tuesday the attack would come within the next few hours. There was no immediate U.S. comment. The Philippine Supreme Court ruled Tuesday that the country's former dictator, Ferdinand Marcos, could be buried in a national heroes cemetery.
Wherefore, premises considered, the petitions are dismissed. Necessarily, the status quo ante order is hereby lifted.
Marcos ruled the Philippines from late 1965 until early 1986. His 20-year presidency was marked by widespread corruption and human rights abuses. South Korean President Park Geun-hye says she will allow the country's parliament to select a new prime minister, a major concession as she seeks to survive a growing political scandal. President Park announced her decision Tuesday after meeting with the speaker of the opposition-controlled National Assembly. In addition to allowing parliament to select a new prime minister, Ms. Park also agreed to let the prime minister control the cabinet. The World Meteorological Organization says the 5 years from 2011 to 2015 were the hottest on record. It released its analysis of the current global climate situation as a United Nations climate change conference opened in Morocco. The report says global temperatures over the past 5 years were an average of 0.57 degrees Celsius higher than temperatures measured during the second half of the last century. The warming trend is believed to be speeding up the rise of sea levels as polar ice melts. It is also believed to be causing more extreme weather worldwide. Hungary's parliament narrowly blocked an attempt by Prime Minister Viktor Orbán to amend the constitution to bar the resettlement of refugees in Hungary without the approval of Hungarian lawmakers and authorities. The measure failed to garner a single vote from opposition parties and fell 2 votes short of the 2/3 majority needed to pass. Mr. Orbán proposed the amendment following an October 2nd referendum in which 98% of those who voted backed a proposal to reject the European Union's refugee quotas. That vote was ruled invalid because of low turnout. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.